Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. This is Azure Friday. We're here with Sarah Fender, and we're talking about the Azure Security Center. And this video is about threat detection. Be sure to check our other videos on preventing issues and also the overview. Okay.
Threats. They're out there. There are many of them. They're becoming more sophisticated. And no matter how good your preventive measures are, attackers are going to continue to innovate. And as a result of that, we really have to be on guard for both known threats and those much more sophisticated and emerging threats. So Security Center really helps customers to get a handle on that and keep pace with attackers.
And we want these threats to be something that will not necessarily affect our system. I don't want to have false threats. I don't want my own app to look like a threat.
Yes.
There's known threats. There's unknown threats. We want the app to run as it should. What kind of examples do you have for me?
Okay, well, let's click in and take a look. So I pinned the Security Center tile to my start board, and that's going to launch this central security management experience that Security Center offers. We talked about prevention in one of our other videos, so check that out if folks are interested. But we're going to spend our time here today talking about detection.
Okay. So did you make these? Did you attack yourself to make this demo?
You're asking for the inner workings, Ed. So.
No, I'm just curious because I think it's so interesting. Like, here's like someone did a brute force attack, you know? I'm just curious if anyone's attacking our demos. I wonder if we'll discover a real attacker in our demo here.
So it's an interesting line of questioning. So No. In fact, when I first spun up my demo environment, I had our dev team populate it with some of the alerts. Some of them are pretty hard to generate on your own if you're not don't have sophisticated attacking tools and that sort of thing. But as it turns out, because I have an exposed web endpoint, which is not protected, you know, I had some recommendations to apply protections, but I chose not to for my demo environment. And so I actually have a number of legitimate RDP attacks that are detected by the service.
I knew it.
A mix of some pre-populated for demo purposes and also some real live attacks.
Let's check them out.
Okay.
That's great.
So what I'm seeing here is this list of security alerts, and I can filter that by subscription, also look at various time frames. And these are derived by a variety of analytics and algorithms that we're applying to data that we've collected from your virtual machines, from the Azure network, from partner solutions that you have deployed. So we're kind of collecting this wide array of signals and applying a variety of analytics on top of that to help detect threats. And as you said, one of the challenges is there is a lot of noise out there today, and it really masks real threats. It makes it, you know, people spend their time chasing down false positives, and then they fail to recognize where real threats might exist. And so by kind of taking this wide array of signal data and applying some sophisticated analytics on top of it, we can reduce false positives and more rapidly identify real threats and provide you with information that you need to rapidly respond and recover should something occur.
And this feels like a big data problem. Are we using Azure to protect Azure? I mean, are you using big data and machine learning and the kinds of things that we can use on our own data to give us these high-level dashboards?
Absolutely. So we make extensive use of machine learning, both on the prevention side and on the detection side, and an array of other analytics. And one of the cool things that we can tap into as Microsoft is not only the power of Azure to secure Azure, but also the power of the intelligence gathered by these various teams. So one good example of that here that we'll look at. Just drill down and take a look. So here we're seeing a suspicious process was executed. And in this particular case, we're actually using, we're analyzing crash dumps to detect threats. So, you know, for years and years and years, Microsoft was collecting all of this information from Windows error reporting. And what we discovered by looking at that over a course of time was that those were often indicators of failed exploitation attempts.
Crashes that are the echoes of something trying to do an exploit and failing.
Yes. And so we have integrated that analytics engine into Security Center to analyze crashes on your virtual machines. And when we find suspicious behavior, we can surface it to you here.
Can we see one? That's interesting. A suspicious problem, Mimi Cats. That doesn't sound good. MimiCats.exe was run.
Yeah.
And that's great. And they give you actual specific
information
remediation
about
on what to do.
So we're looking at what's happening on the virtual machine. That's a really good example of that, and doing some behavioral analysis. Mm-hmm. You can see network login with plain text. There's a wide range of different things that we can detect by analyzing those logs and the events that are happening on your virtual machines. Uh-huh. But we're also looking at what's happening at the network level. So we talked about RDP brute force. That's a good example of one of those, right? So here we can see that there were a number of remote connection attempts to this particular resource, and we can see information about the number of attempts, the source IP address, so where are these malicious login attempts coming from. You can see here the number of failed attempts we've got.
And even a suggestion to maybe block them for a while.
Yep, absolutely. And I wanted to point out, also this source IP address. Mm-hmm. So that's incredibly important if you think about it. Now we have a new piece of intelligence about what's happening out there in the threat landscape. We know that attacks are being executed by this bad IP address. Mm-hmm. And then we can leverage that information to help detect threats against other customers. And really, that's kind of where the magic starts to come in. So,
and I'm curious, is this data available to me in other ways than just here? I know that you made a Power BI dashboard. Mm-hmm. Can I get underneath this and get in and run my own analysis?
So there are a couple of things you can do. The Power BI dashboard is one way that you can access this data. And also, you can mash it up with other kinds of data in the Power BI dashboard. So Azure Audit Logs, for example, has a Power BI dashboard. So if you wanted to do some interesting things in terms of looking at the correlation between network configuration changes and network threats or something, you can do that. So some interesting options there. Also, you can get this through APIs. So if you wanted to pull this integrated into your existing dashboard, you could do it that way.
So like, as with all things in the Azure portal, you're calling a backend API to get this data. I can as well. Mm-hmm. So if I have my own system or dashboard, or I want to pull this in, I can make those same RESTful API calls.
Absolutely.
Ooh, I like that.
And then we're working on some other things we're not quite ready to share yet, but that will enable you to get this information and do some correlation with events and activities you're seeing on-prem. So stay tuned for more information on that.
And you had said something about maybe some suspicious activity that came from the outside your demo.
Yes, I want to take one more look at another kind of network analytics that we're performing today. So we were talking about that bad IP address and how valuable that is in terms of threat intel. Mm-hmm. So here's an instance where we've detected that one of the virtual machines here is communicating with a known bad IP address.
Oh, wow. So you're not, this isn't an issue of software being run on your local machine, but you're talking to a known bad actor.
Right. Listen, in this case, your VM is compromised, right?
Really? Bad things have happened.
It's very high likelihood, right? Because it's talking to a known command and control center, and so it's not good. It's something that needs to be. You need to take some action to address this. So it tells you a little bit about the alert here again, and some recommendations on how to mitigate or respond.
It strikes me as being really cool that you're explaining this to me in plain English. You know what I mean? Like there's a whole paragraph there with context. Sometimes I see solutions that it's just like a line item, and it's like, well, something bad happened. Good luck with that.
You know? Yeah.
I think it's particularly cool that not only are you giving me a whole bit of context that I can go off and search around and learn about, but also really specific remediation steps.
You're going to see that get even richer over time.
Really?
So we'll be able to provide more information into the nature of the attack source and more context into related events that might be part of one orchestrated attack campaign that might be multi-stage. So there's some really cool things that we can do there. And
looking at maps, and even also the first thing you see when you see an IP address is you wonder, well, where is that? Mm-hmm. Or where does it think it is?
Yeah.
And being able to reverse look those things up.
Yep.
Cool. Is everything else?
I think that's the big thing.
You said something about traffic. I want to see my evil, suspicious traffic. Suspicious RDP activity?
So these are mostly the ones that we looked at a moment ago. I've just got a couple of alerts queued up in my environment today. So we talked about suspicious network activity,
I'm interested in the relationship between these two. We have one that's high and one that's medium. Why would this one be less of a big deal? Let's click and see,
yeah,
shall we?
Yeah, we absolutely can do that.
You see that's coming across a series of both Classic and ARM.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is an example where we have remote desktop logins, while the other one was talking specifically about a brute force attack.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is looking at it in the context of this is looking at it in the context of network traffic.
Yeah, so actually both of them are. There are two different ways, though, that we look at at RDP attacks. So one is looking at network traffic, right, to see just are there access attempts. But that doesn't tell us if the attacker was able to actually infiltrate the system. And so that's where the other half of this comes in, right? So we're actually comparing then what's happening on the VM, on those events, looking at those event logs, and that enables us to better detect whether the attacker was able to actually successfully sign in via that brute force.
So this is almost two sides of the same coin.
Exactly. Exactly the case.
That's really cool.
Yeah, very exciting. And then the other thing is that we're just the algorithms are getting smarter and smarter and smarter every day. And so we're lighting up new detections here all the time. You don't have to take any new action, but as we see stuff happening in the threat landscape, we build in new detection capabilities into Security Center. And so this is kind of constantly evolving and being enriched based on that threat intel. So
and we continue as the users to get those benefits.
Yeah, you just
for
get
free.
The benefit of those, yeah.
Very cool. We're learning all about Azure Security Center here on Azure Friday.